A stroll through a West Bloomington neighborhood shows the deep political divide that grips much of the country as Election Day approaches. Eric Stock reports on a case of two neighbors in two different political worlds.
Brian Knuth and his family have lived in an historic neighborhood near Miller Park Zoo for 32 years. He's one of the few in the neighborhood with a Trump-Pence sign in his yard.
I really don't get many negative comments, you know. I get a lot of thumbs up, or I get, you know, the glorious middle finger sometimes, but we've all learned to live with those type of things for the past 4 years, so we just roll on.
Knuth, a retired construction supplies salesman, says in 2016, his Trump signs kept getting stolen. So he put up a life-size cardboard cutout of Trump and a second-story window overlooking Wood Street so his support for Trump wouldn't be silenced.
A man like him, he may not be our ideal man, okay? But the way I see it, you can't listen to what he says. You got to listen to what he does. And if you look at it right now, he's a man of promises, promises made, promises kept. And I haven't seen anybody do that in my lifetime.
What does he say are Trump's top accomplishments?
Everything he said. He said he was going to build the wall. He built some of that wall that he let him. You know, it's been a fight all the way through. But, you know, if you'll just go back, and I don't have my computer and I don't have all that in front of me to where we can do all our research, but the man's done what he said.
According to U.S. Border Patrol, about 370 miles of wall, about one-fifth of the U.S.-Mexico border, has been built. Most replaced existing barriers. Knuth's neighbors take a different view of Trump.
To be honest, I never hated anybody more in my life.
Wendy Gokenauer and her partner Ben moved next door 3 years ago. Gokenauer handles credit card disputes for State Farm. She says despite vastly different political views, they have a cordial relationship with the folks next door.
And I feel like we shouldn't get along as well as we do, but we do because, you know, I feel very strongly about the things that I support, and I know he does.
Gokenauer doesn't have any Biden signs in her yard. Bernie Sanders was her candidate. She doesn't like seeing a life-size Donald Trump staring down at her every time she goes for a jog, but she figures to each his own.
I don't like to talk strongly about politics. I can't argue my way out of a paper bag. So, honestly, I wouldn't want to try and, like, change their views or anything, and I'm not that type of person.
Gokenauer says she's more focused on issues. She has a sign supporting the fair tax, and she hung a gay pride flag in June. Then, at the height of the racial justice movement in July, she replaced it with a large Black Lives Matter flag. She says that's when she noticed a change in her neighbor's behavior.
The gay pride flag, I think they were kind of like, okay, whatever. But as soon as I put up this Black Lives Matter flag, they almost, like, just stop talking to us.
Neighbor Brian Knuth says he gets along fine with his neighbors. They wave and make small talk on occasion, but politics and their signs are never discussed.
We just let life roll on. You know, if they want to, I'd be happy to talk to them if they want, but there's no reason to discuss it unless they want to discuss it. There's no reason to poke the bear.
Knuth also has a Back the Blue sign in his yard to support the police. As for his neighbor's Black Lives Matter flag, he says he supports the concept, not the organization.
I don't believe they're going for the Black Lives Matter Marxist group. I believe they're just people who believe in Black Lives Matter. So I don't hold that against them. I don't have a problem with that. I believe the same. I mean, I think we all matter, each and every one of us, even our furry friends.
Wendy Gokenauer says she loves the neighborhood for its diversity and the mostly positive feedback she gets from her signs she considers to be a reflection of that. Knuth says many Trump supporters are afraid to put a sign in their yard, but he believes the so-called silent majority will show up and vote for Trump on Election Day. Whatever happens on November 3rd, one of these neighbors won't be happy with the outcome, and they differ over how this will all look after the election. Gokenauer says she hopes she and her neighbors and the country can bridge the political divide.
There will be a rift for a while, but I don't think that it can last. There's always going to be people on the fringe, and those people will stay there.
Neighbor Brian Knuth is less optimistic for closure after November 3rd.
With all the violence we've had this year, whether the left wants to give up or whether the right wants to give in, I think it's going to be a rough one this year.
Just how rough the election turns out to be could determine whether neighbors can be friends in the future. I'm Eric Stock.
Trump supporter Brian Knuth says he plans to vote in person on Election Day. Neighbor Wendy Gokenauer says she already cast her ballot by mail.